Very much, Ambassador. When it comes to Article 5, I would like to put a general reserve on the article. We agree with the US that this article really needs to be brought in line with existing international human rights law, and some of the wordings are not currently, so that would be a first comment. And secondly, with regard to the issue of collective rights, we are also of the opinion that the starting point is, of course, the individual. It's the individual that is the rights holder, and the community is basically created because of the will of individuals, and community is a product of individual will and therefore dependent on them. So for us, the individual rights holder will always be the primary subject of what we are discussing here. If you look at the DDPA, it doesn't speak about collective rights at all. And I know we have them indeed for peasants and for indigenous peoples, but we are very reluctant to widen this reading of international law. And here indeed, the problem is, and the text says it, we are dealing with a very large, very dispersed group. And Article 5, for example, refers a lot to the general comment number 34, written by CERD, but even CERD doesn't speak about collective rights. If you look at that general comment, they mention communities. They mention that communities of people of African descent might have certain specific rights. And again, of course, that has to do with the fact that you need parameters, as mentioned by my colleague from Panama as well. You need to be able to define who is a member of that group. For example, if it is in a discussion between a group of people of African descent and a state, then who is involved? It cannot be the people of African descent in their entirety. So this is really something that we're going to have to look into more in detail. I would say it's one of the key horizontal questions we're going to have to tackle.